First half, I thought we were very good. Similar to how we were against Chesham. Dominated the game, looked by far the better side. Created good opportunities, but unfortunately didn't take them. And then in the second half, Cambridge seemed to have an awful lot more about them. Determination and energy. And, you know, when we really needed to sort of dig deep, I just felt we didn't really have anything left physically. And when the goal went in mentally, that sort of really deflates us. And we just couldn't recover then physically or mentally. And it's a shame because the first half performance was, once again, I thought, very, very good. And overall, we didn't deserve to lose the game. But because of previous defeats in games which we shouldn't have lost, we didn't have any margin for error. You know, we should have been in a position where one poor result wouldn't have cost us, but unfortunately, because of what's happened previously, that, you know, we didn't have that margin for error, and that's pretty much ended everything for us.
You made all three of your substitutions and finished the game strongly, and you were the better side in the first half. It's just sort of regrettable that you didn't really seem to come out for the start of the second half. They sort of beat you up the first 5 or 10 minutes and got a penalty and then got a goal.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're playing Cambridge, you're meant to be, who are one of the best sides in the league. You're not going to have it all your own way. We just needed to be resilient when they did have little spells, and we weren't. You know, we gave the penalty away and Hutch got us out of trouble with that, with a good save. But then shortly afterwards, you know, we've conceded another goal, and they've had to withstand an awful lot of pressure and haven't conceded, and we didn't have anything like as much to withstand, and we've conceded a goal. And that, you know, it's those fine margins that make the difference.
In fairness to you, Tom, you've had player injuries, you've had not been helped with sort of the pitch when we had all those games called off, and a key player sold, points deducted. So there are more than one reason why Paul suddenly disappeared from near the top.
Yeah, and I always feel, you know, I remember defeats and failures much more than I remember successes, and I feel that you have to use, you know, the pain of these occasions and these events to drive you forward. You know, the game of football that I remember more than any other, you know, as a player or as a manager, is losing to Gosport in the playoffs. And, you know, that was the fuel that drove us on, I believe, as a club the next season. And I believe now, you know, I'll remember this defeat. We as a group will remember losing to Tottenham, losing to Bedford, and the consequences of that. And we've got to, as I say, we've got to drive forward next year. And if I can keep the group together, and I'm very aware of what needs to be done. I was very aware of what needed to be done when we lost in the playoff final to Gosport, you know, what our shortcomings were. And I'm very aware of that now. I just need to try and keep the group that I've got and get the additions that I want. And then I think we can do what we need to do. But saying that's one thing, doing it is very, very difficult because the players that you need are in very short supply.
Two more home games and that you've got to see out, regardless of whether you get the miracle or not. And I suppose that people do look forward to the last game, sort of player of the season, and sort of a get together as well. So you've still got two more fixtures left to fulfil.
Yeah, there's players that have not had the opportunities that they should have had, and you know, I'll be giving those players some opportunities, not just out of a token effort and because we've completely given up on it, but because, you know, the players that played today, a lot of them have just got, they're not really capable of playing on Monday. It's just too much to ask. So I've got to make changes. I've got some really good young players around. Charlie Davis has come on today. Billy Lowes has been on the bench. He's a 17-year-old kid that I've got an awful lot of hope for. And there's some other lads. We've got a really talented under-18 team, and there's a couple of those I want to see playing. I think if players have got a winning mentality, then they will retain that, even if on the face of it the fixtures that we've got are meaningless in terms of promotion and the league table. I believe, you know, if you've got the right mentality, then you can approach those games in the proper manner.
The Wessex League and the Western League managed to extend their season. I mean, that would have helped you a lot. Do you ever thought on sort of why higher up the non-league pyramid they weren't able to extend the season?
I think it's difficult. You know, the playoffs, the dates for the playoffs are set. People, players make arrangements, holidays, you know. I don't, you know, we didn't deal with the weather properly. Other clubs did. You know, we failed with our pitch. You know, that was a big issue. We should have got to grips with it a lot earlier than we did. We should have come to terms with it earlier than we did, and it's our own fault. And I don't look to the league to try and get us out of trouble. It was pretty much us on our own that had the huge difficulty. Most of the other clubs had, you know, they had some difficult backlogs to encounter, but it wasn't at our level. And so I you know, the Wessex League is the Wessex League. This is it's a decent league, and I don't feel they're going to start extending it just for our benefit.